When we talk about the broader left, and let's talk about the broader left. I mean, I know we anarchism as such is not really an organized grouping, is it? It's more like there is a sense of a movement to it in Australia, but we don't actually necessarily have, you know, organized groups or organized spokespeople. There's a lot of anarchists in the WA Greens, especially the Young Greens, for instance, which is how these problems came about in the first place, or came to be exposed in the first place, because it was those people who put a lot on the line and decided that they were going to actually say exactly what has happened. So we are right now in a bit of a moment where we are acting against that kind of systematic misogyny on the left in whichever way we can. So we do it, whether it's, you know, as members of the groups that we're a part of, whether it's as members of a particularly, you know, city or town-based broader left. I don't see that necessarily as a weakness, the fact that we don't have, you know, I'm not really into organized groups with manifestos and constitutions and whatever. I think that we actually work a lot better when we work together with, you know, within various groups that we are a part of. And so at the moment, I think what we are seeing is this real tension. There is this real tension between a realization that, you know, something really terrible is going on the left, that the women are not really having it anymore, and lack of a wherewithal, lack of skills, lack of knowledge, and I think to some extent lack of political will, which is my key problem, my key issue, to make sure that these things stop happening.
I mean, it's not just sexual assault. It's also in Brisbane, people sort of put up with terrible behaviour by men because they see them as a strong force, and they don't actually look at their behaviour in depth. Right.
I think that there is an element of hesitation to deal with, because you are, on the one hand, you've got the, you know, really oppressive state apparatus and a system in which we live that you don't really want to reinforce and you don't really want to propagate, and you look at that and you kind of go, well, there's no real solutions out there. But on the other hand, you know, there are other things that are at stake, you know, the things that you have in common. So I think that what really needs to happen is that we need to realize that we are accountable to other people for what we do. And if we don't solve these issues, they will continue to happen. You will lose many good women and men. You will lose many good women and men as active members of the groups that are working on all sorts of issues. You will make it impossible for new people to get involved, or new people will simply try to avoid you. So that actually works against the interest of the entire movement, if you'd like, and not actually deal with the core, which is really about misogyny, which is really about making sure that the structures and the systematic patriarchy within the left is actually dealt with.
I don't check my privilege, I think that's fucking gay. I just want to break some windows while screaming fuck the state. I like to tell racist jokes and make fun of the queers. I'm not about to stop because I've been doing this for years. I think it's okay because my grandpa was a Jew. I'm a better anarchist than you. I scope out women, or just their tits and ass, and I think that all oppression is limited to class. I'll mansplain to anyone who thinks I may be wrong, because they all should know that I knew better all along. All you butthurt women, you just haven't got a clue. I'm a better anarchist than you. I talk too much at meetings, I always jump the stack, and I shut down other people who try to hold me back. All your whining about oppression, I think it is a bore, because I've read Bakunin, my opinions matter more. I think you're so divisive with your gender points of view, I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't believe in sexism except the other way, cause I've always fought misandry since I became an MRA. I fucking hate feminazis who want to fuck with us, but I feel so much better since I joined Anonymous. I think that matriarchy is a threat to me and you. I'm a better anarchist than you. I'm a better anarchist than you.
Anarchism, I think, I find, tends to be a bit of a boys' club.
Yeah. And the whole of the left is, you know, a little bit of a boys' club. It is dominated by men. The key roles on the movements of the left are occupied by men. Women are quite often relegated in these movements and groups to the, you know, caretaking roles, so to speak. I think that's a problem. I think that issues such as sexism and misogyny are not just simply add-ons to any class struggle that you might be leading. They're actually quite instrumental, or they should be instrumental, to what we are fighting against. There's a whole raft of things that really does need to happen. But I do think that male domination and male dominance on the left is the key cause. And so I learned gender roles and the ways in which women on the left are perceived, and the way in which their contribution is perceived. And again, that is a cultural and a structural issue.